We have to learn Torah. And learning Torah, it's a thing that takes the whole life. It's not that a person, believe me, even great, great rabbis and great people, take the Rebbe. There are pictures of the Rebbe. What did he do in his office? He's with a book learning. Eh, but the Rebbe knows everything. He's with the book learning. And when people ask the Rebbe, what do you learn? I learned Gemara, I learned Talmud, I learned... And the Rebbe knew it by heart. He could just sit and start telling you what the text says. There's a story, very short story, to understand what we're talking about. The Rebbe spent a few, I think it was a year, months, I don't remember now, in France, in Paris, escaping from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, etc., from the Second World War. And he was giving a class on Talmud in one of the synagogues over there in Paris. And there was a whole bunch of guys hearing the class. And suddenly entered somebody else to sit to the class. And there were no more books. He didn't have a book. So the Rebbe gave him his book. And he picked up a different book and continued giving the class. When they finished the class, everybody just closed the books, etc., etc. Somebody went to see the book of the Rebbe was not the book that everybody was learning. He just had a different book open, and he was just quoting and reading from the book what everybody else was listening and hearing the class on one subject. The Rebbe had a different book in front of him. He was just reading, like, quote-unquote reading. He wasn't reading, because the book was a different book. So he knew it. He just had it in his mind, completely united to Torah, etc. However, when people asked him, and they took pictures of this, what do you learn? I learned Gemara, I learned Shulchan Aruch, the Talmud, and I learned the Code of Jewish Law. And that's what the Rebbe said, always. So in order to accomplish such a thing, which is, again, takes a whole life, and why does it take the whole life? Because we're supposed to learn Torah the whole life. When the more you learn, the more your mind starts working and thinking in a Torah way. But it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of effort when your mind starts working the way the Torah actually thinks, quote unquote. And you start looking at things around you, looking at circumstances, ideas, etc., the way the Torah thinks about it. Simple example, very simple example. Somebody comes to you and says, "Ah, you're such a fool, you don't know anything, you do everything wrong." Okay, two options. You get angry. "Ah, when you? And what are you? You're nothing." Okay, and escalates to whatever. Or you can just listen and think, okay, God is sending me a message. And God is right now, quote unquote, punishing me, telling me that I'm nothing, I don't know anything, I don't know how to do anything. And why is God giving me this message? So the guy or the person that is actually carrying this message, poor guy, he's just a fool that chose to be an emissary of God to give me a bad news, whatever, a bad message. He's not guilty. He's nothing. Forget it. It's just God talking to you. So that's a Torah thought. That's the way the Torah wants us to understand what goes on around us. It takes a lot of time. And everybody, believe me, and I include myself, everybody fails. Somebody comes to you and says, "You're the foolest person in the world. I don't know why you're alive." Everybody feels bad. Like, why are you saying this to me? Like, too hard. Come on. What's the problem with you today? It's not a nice message. Okay? God is sending you this message. Go think why. I don't know why.